Zok de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Trumais. Perik Dalet Mishnah Vav. Beshloish Shaprakim, during three times in a season, Misharim Es HaKol Kala. We're going to try to figure out how many fruits go into the basket. Babakurais, all the way at the beginning of the season, Uba Seyafais, at the end, Uba Emtza Kayetz, and in the middle of the summer. Truma, we explained, you estimate. But Maisris, and Trumas Mais, you don't estimate. You have to have an exact cheshbon. Here the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, V'altar b'la'aser umadis. There you dafka shouldn't estimate. So if I have a basket that fills up with peiros, I have to count how many peiros go into this basket. So if I know, let's say, 100 peiros go into this basket, I have to take off 10 for Maiser. But here's the problem. At the beginning of the season, peiros are very juicy. So if you have 100, let's say, oranges that go into this basket at the beginning of the season, it could be when they're fully ripe, like in the middle of the summer, 110 will go in. And at the end of the summer, they actually start shrinking. Then maybe you can have 150 that go in. So if you're going to say, well, when I fill up the basket, I'm taking 10, you have to keep re-cheshbening. And therefore, once again, the Mishnah tells us, b'shloi sheprakim, at three times, misharim es hakol kala. We're going to try to figure out how many fruits go into this basket. Babakurais, at the time of the early fruits, let's say there's 100 then, ubesayafais, then the late fruits, there you could have maybe 150 because they start getting smaller and smaller. Ubeemtzakayitz, in the middle of the summer, where they're ripe, but they didn't start getting smaller yet, you're going to have more than at the beginning, but less than at the end. Now, Zakta Mishnah. Hamayin, if you're going to count the fruit, and say, okay, 100 fruit, let me give 10. Meshobach, okay, deserves praise. He's not estimating, he's counting. But v'hamoided, if you're going to measure the volume, how big is each of the peiri, meshobach v'men. Because let's say I have 100 oranges here, right? And I set aside 10 as meiser. Not all the oranges are the exact size. So it's better than just estimating. Counting is better than estimating. But measuring how big each fruit is, let's say he's going to measure 100 saw and separate 10 saw, you have a much more precise cheshbon. V'hashoikel meshobach mishlashton. Weighing is even better. Because even if I'm going to measure the size, there are spaces between the fruits that aren't the same. But if you weigh it, that's the most exact cheshbon. So once again, the Mishnah told us, chazering over, the three times during the year, then we're going to figure out how many fruit fill up the basket so we know how to take off Trumas Maisrus. The first fruit, those fruit are the biggest, toward the end where they start shrinking, and in the middle. Then the Mishnah told us as follows. If you're going to count and figure out Maisrus that way, 100 oranges, let me give 10 oranges. Okay, that's better than estimating. If you're going to measure the volume, how big each peri is, that's better than counting. But if you're going to weigh them and say, oh, I have 100 pounds, let me give 10 pounds, that's meshubach mishlashtan. That's going to be the most exact.